welcome everyone to Fearless Fridays, where I offer a quick tip, exercise, or just a thought on how you can live more for yourself. My name is Dr. Benjamin Ritter, leadership and empowerment coach at Live For Yourself Consulting, where we coach and guide individuals to create a career they can love. Remember, today is your day, and how can you make it fearless?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fearless Fridays. My name is Dr. Benjamin Ritter, and I'm a leadership and career coach guiding others to create a career they can love. And today, on this Fearless Friday, I want to talk about community and what it takes and what it means to build community. Now, every day you go eat and drink. Maybe you check your email every day. There's certain things that you do on a daily basis that are normative, and you do them consistently, so you're probably not going to forget them. When it comes to community and friendships, at least what I've found with my clients, when they're trying to build a specific brand, they're not doing anything to build a community. They're not doing anything to build a network and relationship. So at least they're not putting any extra effort in. And if you were to look at, you know, what the inputs are, the outputs make sense. And so community isn't natural. Building an environment of supportive individuals that are going to help you achieve your goals, that's kind of what I mean by community. It isn't natural, but it needs to be, because community is something that consistently influences your life. Like, for example, if you don't eat, that's going to influence your life. If you don't go into work, that's going to influence your life. If you don't consistently reach out to friends, to people that you want to be your friends, to people that you want in your professional network, that is going to influence your life. But we forget that. And then when we're lonely at home and wish we had people to hang out with, we think about it. When we want to make a pivot in our career and get a new job, we think about it. And so if something is going to be that important, how do we integrate it into our life when it's not always important, or we don't feel that it is? So I challenge everybody. Can you make it a point each day to message one person, to connect with them? Not to hang out, but just to connect with them. Whew, that would have such a huge impact on your community, on your life, professionally and personally. So try it out. Let me know how it goes. It's one little thing. It's pretty simple, but it is truly important for you to live a little bit more for yourself. Happy Friday, everybody.
So get out there, everyone, and live fearlessly. And if you have any thoughts or comments, just use the links in the show notes to send a message my way. I try to read and respond to everything. Thank you all for being here, and keep on living for yourself.